Hello. We are in a lesson in the topic of From the Love of Man to the Love of the Creator. We'll read selected excerpts about it. You can ask questions to Cobb TV, and we'll ask selected questions during the lesson. So again, the topic is From the Love of Man to the Love of the Creator.
According to this rule, from the love of man to the love of God, we can measure accurately our relation to the Creator, who is always hidden. And what is revealed as my measure of congruence with Him, according to our measure of congruence with the group. It can't be otherwise. He's never revealed. He cannot be revealed as the opposite quality. And even if we do some act to bestow in order to bestow or receive in order to bestow, we still don't acquire His quality of pure bestowal. It's a different nature. We don't come out of our nature, the will to receive. We only put a correction on it. And in this correction, within our own correction, within us, we feel our level of congruence, the extent to which we are similar to Him, but not more. So the question is, how do we measure to what extent we are approaching Him from day to day? To what extent our qualities of each of us are becoming more and more similar to the qualities of the Creator? How can we check this in the group? By what signs? How do we set up the relationship between the friend and I so that I will know that to that extent I'm really moving toward the Creator, until I get to some resemblance to Him, some similarity with Him, the ability to resemble Him, to equalize with Him? This we need to try to measure every day. And I would recommend to do this log, to write down this like a log. Let's do it. According to what did I measure today? My inclination to the Creator. Not inclination, my progress, my nearing to the Creator. How did I measure it? Through the connection between the friends and I, because I have no other measurement, no other gauge. And have I already begun to feel in the connection with the friends changes that are more spiritual and can truly bring me to a state where my relation to the friends is approaching a state where I begin to feel the quality of the Creator, bestowal, and perhaps even love? Let's do this every day. Writing down in our log. And then we will see, we'll learn what we thought before, what we think now, how we check it, by what we measure it, what's important for us, what actions, activities, what relationships. We'll learn from this. We can also learn from this.
From each other.
Yeah, we can also learn from each other, but we want to write it down so that at the end of the day we have a short summary. It can be one sentence. It doesn't need to be longer. Or it can be longer if you want. Because there is no love of the Creator except that which is revealed in the connection between people. This is the Kli, and this is the light. And we have to correct the Kli.
אז אנחנו נקרא את קטע מספר 61 מתוך מאמר.
So excerpt number 31 from the article The Love for the Creator and the Love for the Created Beings. Our sages spoke only of the practical part of the Torah, which brings the world and the Torah to the desired goal. Therefore, when they say one mitzvah, they certainly refer to a practical mitzvah. And this is certainly, as Hillel says, meaning love thy friend as thyself. It is by this mitzvah alone one attains the real goal, which is adhesion with the Creator. Thus, you find that with this one mitzvah, one keeps the entire goal and the purpose. And now there is no question about the mitzvot between man and God, because the practical ones about them have the same purpose of cleansing the body, the last point of which is to love your friend as yourself. The immediate phase after that is adhesion. Again, our sages spoke only of the practical part of the Torah, which brings the world and the Torah to the desired goal. Therefore, when they say one mitzvah, they certainly refer to a practical mitzvah. And this is certainly, as Hillel says, meaning, love thy friend as thyself. It is by this mitzvah alone one attains the real goal, which is adhesion with the Creator. Thus, you find that with this one mitzvah, one keeps the entire goal and the purpose. And now there is no question about the mitzvot between man and God, because the practical ones about them have the same purpose of cleansing the body, the last point of which is to love your friend as thyself. The immediate phase after that is adhesion.
אבל בכל זאת
yet
כתוב הרבה מצוות ש
nevertheless many mitzvot, commandments, are written that we have to do toward the Creator and not toward society. If we did everything toward society and within the observance of the mitzvot toward society we'd get a result toward the Creator, it would be clear. But there are mitzvot, commandments, that are aimed directly at the Creator. So how do I in society observe also the mitzvot toward the Creator? If the mitzvot toward the Creator are the Kli, and what we receive in the Kli is a result of my relationship with the Creator as light, that's clear. But then, there are no mitzvot toward the Creator. But we see that there are many mitzvot toward the Creator. So how do we observe them?
בבקשה.
Go ahead.
איך אני ביחס לחבר?
How do I, with my relation to the friend, think, even feel, to the point of feeling, that I am turning to the Creator? In everything, in every plea, every moment, when I turn to the friend, I try to feel that I am working with the Creator. Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one.
יום יום כל רגע.
Each day, each moment.
אם יש לכם איזה עצות, אז אתם...
If you have any tips, you can share them. Values in society.
Rav, how can I reveal to myself that the moment the friend and the creator are become as one in my eyes, so I reach I get to the right direction, I become aimed towards the goal. Israel, the Torah and the creator, the Torah, the light, it's what's revealed in the group. The light that corrects us, the connection between us, and the Creator that's revealed in there. So the moment the Creator and the friend become one, by this I'm aimed towards a goal, towards Dvikut, that we have to be together, everybody. So how can I constantly think not about the Creator, but about the friend? Usually, we think about the Creator, how we get along with Him, how we can turn to Him, and so on. But we don't turn to Him, only under the condition that we relate to the friend as the Creator, and then in this way, we turn to the Creator. We organize, we arrange our connection with Him. So how do I constantly check myself that I'm connected to the Creator, that He is the friend? Just that this imagination is kind of, well, the Creator gave me an exercise that I'll be able to correct my nature towards Him. But there is no friend. It's all the Creator. That until I'm in my, as long as I'm in my will to receive, I feel the friend instead of the Creator. Once I start discovering myself above the will to receive, instead of the friend, I feel the Creator.
טוב, נמשיך.
Let's see, Billy.
קטע מספר 32 מתוך מאמר מצווה אחת.
Excerpt number 32 from the article One Commandment by Baal HaSulam. The first and only mitzvah, commandment, that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma for her sake, is to resolve not to work for oneself apart from the necessary works, to merely provide for one's sustenance. In the rest of the time, one will work for the public, save the oppressed and every creature in the world that is in need of salvation and benefit.
Again.
The first and only mitzvah, commandment, that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma for her sake, is to resolve not to work for oneself, apart from the necessary works. to merely provide for one's sustenance. In the rest of the time, one will work for the public, save the oppressed, and every creature in the world that is in need of salvation and benefit.
How do I, at least in our life in the group, in our dissemination, in our organization, everything that's mutual to us, how do I try to implement myself in giving? That it's not that society demands that, but it's my corrupted vessels demand that correction. How do I correct my corrupted vessels in practice? In the relations between us, in our studies, dissemination, our community, social life, how do I do it? He says it's a mitzvah that can bring us to Lishma in the quickest, most best way. It's the only mitzvah. Please. Can I, at the end of the day, calculate that I have done this mitzvah in my intention and in deeds?
קטע מספר 33 מתוך
Excerpt 33 from Pri Chacham Conversations, anyone who regrets with the public. Our sages said, anyone who regrets with the public is rewarded with seeing the comfort of the public. This is the meaning of, to the extent that a person allots, he is allotted, meaning to the extent of his kli vessel, meaning his receptacle and its insides, that chisaron, that deficiency, will always be filled, not more and not less. Therefore, that servant of the Creator who is not regretting with a public, but feel only his own personal lack, his receptacle for abundance is also no bigger than that. Therefore, he will not be able to receive the general revelation of godliness, as in the public's comfort, because he did not prepare a kli to receive this general quality, but his own personal discernment. But one who regrets with the public feels the public's troubles as his own trouble. He is rewarded with seeing the revelation of the Shekhinah, divinity, in completeness, meaning the comfort of all of Israel, because his deficiency is a general deficiency. Hence, the abundance of Kedusha, holiness, is also general. By this, you will understand the meaning of the righteous have no rest, meaning because the abundance is blessed according to the level of the lack and yearning of the righteous, to that extent, not more and not less. Therefore, they always exert to deepen and expand their receptacle, because the giver has no boundaries, only the receiver. Therefore, their whole direction in life is to grow stronger and yearn and make for themselves a receptacle by which to increase the contentment by expanding the boundaries of Kedusha and the blessing of the Lord, of Havaya. So how do we connect our kelim so we have a big enough kli to reveal the quality of bestowal? It's not less than 10. If individuals connect and annul themselves, and above their annulment, that what is called the tzimtzum, the restriction. They connect, in the connection between them, like in a patsuf, the quality of bestowal is revealed, which is common and the same for all. How do we understand that we have to rise above our egos? But other than this, how do we connect into one kli? So that all 10 become as one, and then we become a spiritual kli. Go ahead. By what do we connect? The fact that we all have to rise above ourselves, we somehow can picture it. But how do we connect? And what does it mean to connect? Go ahead. Creator will be revealed between us.
Rav, how can I check myself that I see the flaws in the friend and cover them with love? How many flaws did I see in each and every friend, and how did I cover them with love? That the flaws won't disappear, and the love exists only thanks to them, covered them. Please. Rav, until I'm happy with the evil ones who are revealed. And me.
Exit 34 from the article One Commandment by Baala Sulam. We have already explained the practical part of the one mitzvah commandment. One should agree to dedicate all of one's free time to benefit the people in the world. The aspect of thought is more essential in this mitzvah than in mitzvot commandments relating to man and God. This is because in mitzvot between man and God, the act itself testifies to the intention that it is to benefit one's maker, and there is no other room for such an action but him. Yet, with what concerns man and man, they are justified in and of themselves, since human conscience necessitates them. However, if one performs them from this perspective, he has not done a thing. In other words, these actions will not bring him closer to the Creator and to actual work lishma, for her sake. Thus, each person should think that one is doing all that only to bring contentment to one's maker and to resemble his ways. As he is merciful, I am merciful. As he always imparts good, so do I. This image, coupled with good deeds, will bring one closer to the Creator in a way that will equalize one's form to spirituality and to kedusha, holiness. In this manner, one becomes like a seal fit to receive the true higher abundance. Again, we have already explained the practical part of the one mitzvah commandment. One should agree to dedicate all of one's free time to benefit the people in the world. The aspect of thought is more essential in this mitzvah than in mitzvot commandments relating to man and God. This is because in mitzvot between man and God, the act in itself testifies that the intention is to benefit one's maker, as there is no other room for such an action but him. Yet with what concerns man and man, they are justified in and of themselves, since human conscience necessitates them. However, if one performs them from this perspective, he has not done a thing. In other words, these actions will not bring him closer to the Creator and to actual work lishma. Thus, each person should think that one is doing all that to bring contentment to one's Maker and to resemble his ways. As he is merciful, I am merciful. And as he always imparts good, so do I. This image, coupled with good deeds, will bring one closer to the Creator in a way that will equalize one's form to spirituality and to Kedusha, holiness. In this manner, one becomes like a seal fit to receive the true higher abundance.
Is that clear what's written here or not? I think that not so much. So, again,
we've already explained the practical part of the one mitzvah. One should agree to dedicate one's free time to benefit the people in the world. The aspect of thought is more essential in this mitzvah than in mitzvot relating to man and God. This is because in mitzvot between man and God, the act itself testifies that the intention is to benefit one's Maker, as there is no other room for such an action but Him. Yet, with what concerns man and man, they are justified in and of themselves, since human conscience necessitates them. However, if one performs them from this perspective, he has not done a thing. In other words, these actions will not bring him closer to the Creator and to actual work lishma. Thus, each person should think that one is doing all that only to bring contentment to one's Maker and to resemble his ways. As he is merciful, I am merciful. And as he always imparts good, so do I. This image, coupled with good deeds, will bring one closer to the Creator in a way that will equalize one's form to spirituality and to Kedusha. In this manner, one becomes like a seal fit to receive the true higher abundance.
How can we, in the best way, divide our time to actions towards the created beings, actions towards the Creator, actual actions, and thought? How can we work towards the Creator in actions, in deeds, or in thought? And how do we work towards the created beings in work of actions and thought? And how do we divide our times, meaning our effort, for actions or thoughts, for this and for that? Speak about it, and through that you'll understand. Just start talking. The understanding will come from the connection by listening to each other.
Rav, how do we, during the day, the few minutes that everyone has, everyone connects to his random 10 and the rest of the 10s and the world kli, especially now towards the convention. Moving closer to, let's move closer to being all together. How are we going to do that? Because even for my random 10, it's not going to help to stay as it is. We have to have that great power that lies even in some minimal connection, but with everyone in the world. How will we do that? For the purpose of the success of my random 10. There isn't such a difference between a random 10 and the worldwide Bnei Baruch. So how do we realize the connection between everyone? Please.
Their longing.
Rav, do we feel that the random 10 helps us to better hold on to the world kli? Because the world kli is something that somehow is existent and constant, and the 10 is random. Does it help us to better turn to the wider constant circle?
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, the study of the